You're not going to believe this, but this whole entire episode is about music and video games.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 11 of Howdy Radio, The Next Generation. I'm Brandon.
I'm Lane.
What's up, man?
Nothing much.
So what, anything fun going on this week? What do we got going on this week?
Not that much, I guess.
So let's tell everybody that we're live on YouTube right now. So we
hello, everybody.
We finally have taken the plunge into live streaming this stuff. As long as it continues to work, which we've had about 20 different hiccups today, because that's how this crap works.
But it's working right now, so we're doing good.
So we'll see how it goes. Hopefully it'll work fine, and we'll be able to keep doing it this way every week.
Yep.
So as of right now, which kind of goes into what we wanted to talk about next, is that we've got a new HowdyInc.com in the works.
And I will have that. Well, you can just say what it's called, I guess.
HowdyInc.com?
Yeah, just HowdyInc.com, but also I'll put the link to it in my bio also.
Yeah.
So.
So, let's see. Let's catch people up on what we're doing with this stuff. So, last week we recorded episode 10. And if you follow me on Instagram or Snapchat or whatever you saw, or if you follow Howdy Inc. on Twitter, or if you follow me on Twitter, after we finished episode 10 last week, I went to upload it and update the files and everything like I do every week, and I completely broke what is called the RSS file. It's an XML file that is like code for all of our different episodes.
That's what you post on the bot Instagram on it, how you finally found the space.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I broke the code, so I wasn't able to upload the episode as soon as it was done. I spent a couple hours Saturday night, went to bed, spent a couple hours Sunday morning to find that there was literally just one space, like one space bar space somewhere in the code that completely broke the entire thing. So at this point, I'm like, I'm really tired of doing it this way, because the way I'm doing it, that's the hard way of doing it. That's the old school way of doing it that is just not the best way to be doing it anymore. But it's the free way to be doing it. And since we started this show, I've tried to keep our cost basically as zero as possible. Because it is possible to do a pretty cool podcast and not really spend any money, because we've already got most of the stuff. We have all the stuff that we need to really do it. But I got tired of doing stuff like that, like writing code. That's just, I'm not looking to really spend my time of my days doing something like that. So I figured, all right, we made it to episode 10, so I think that at least kind of proves that we're going to stick with it and keep doing it, and it wasn't just a good idea that we did once or twice and then stopped doing. So I think we've kind of proven now that we're going to stick with it. So I was talking to my buddy Kyle, and he pointed me towards this web server that is like $3 a month. So I'm like, that's cool. That's about as minimum.
And we got a deal, didn't we? You got like a code or something that was like the code, 2 something.
Yeah, the code made it like 25% off, which made it like $3 instead of $4. Which is great. So that's really cheap. You know, I can see, I can.
That's really like the only thing we really paid for, right?
So far, but what that does, that allows me to update our website, which the website that is live at HowdyInc.com right now is completely bare bones. I've really hardly done anything with it. Me and Lane messed with it for a little bit the other day, but we had to get everything. It took us a while of clicking on different settings here and there to get everything working. We had to update DNS servers and all
and
of
then,
this
and then at one
stupid,
point,
crazy stuff.
It was, like, there were two different things that we had, and we could only have one, and then we had to delete one, but then we didn't know if that would mess up another thing, so it got really confusing.
Yeah, that was our SQL databases. So it's stuff I had done in the past, working through GoDaddy and stuff, but I hadn't really messed with it in a long time, and it's kind of different now the way than it was when I was messing with it before. So it was kind of cool to work with Lane and kind of show him how the back stage area of how you get a website set up works.
Well, I know how that stuff works, though. I didn't know all the stuff, but I knew most of the stuff.
Okay.
Cool. Kind of.
Yeah, I don't know how you would know that without doing it before. Cool.
So,
all right.
Yeah.
So, we got that up and running. It's nowhere near done. I mean, it's bare bones.
You could look at it, and all it shows is, do you have all the episodes on it?
No, I haven't.
Do you have any of the episodes on it?
No.
Okay, so.
The only thing on there right now is to be able to click to watch this live.
Yeah.
Because I tweeted, go to howdyink.com to watch us live right now. So you go there and you click the video and then you can start watching it.
Yeah.
So that's literally the only thing that's on there right now. And a couple links to like Lane's YouTube page and my Instagram page or something like that. But over the next little while, it's going to take.
And your YouTube, right? Do you have the Howdy Ink YouTube on there?
I don't think I even have that on there yet, no.
It's kind of disappointing.
Yeah, but it's going to take a while to get all the little stuff set up. It takes a long time to get all that stuff done. But it'll be cool once we get it all going. So, new website, howdyink.com, up and running.
Yep.
Kinda.
Yeah. But, it is beta.
But by doing it this way, there's a... we'll just get full nerd talk here, but there's a plug-in for WordPress that allows you... that basically writes all the code for you. Like, you just add a new MP3 to it, and it just fills out all the stuff for you, and that's really all you have to do. So when it does it like that, it doesn't accidentally add a space somewhere that takes 4 hours to find where it is.
Yeah.
So by paying $3 a month, I will be able to eliminate those hours worth of work that I hate doing. So that'll
be... Did you used to have to do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The way that I do it now is the way that I've always done it.
Yeah.
And I used to always have problems with it then also. So, with this new plugin, it'll help out a lot. So
This is definitely a life hack.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So, we will keep you updated and let you know when the website has more stuff on it and all that good fun stuff.
Yep.
All right, so we've got, we have no special guest on our show this week. Nope. We've only got two things to talk about. We got a new album announcement to talk about, and then we've got what will probably be a ridiculously long segment about E3.
Yeah.
So if you're not a video game fan, that'll be the last segment of the show. So if you don't want to check it out, that's understandable.
And if you don't like music, then this will be the only thing you listen to, probably.
So hey, thanks
this
for tuning
and the
in.
Show. Yeah, thanks for tuning in, guys.
Well, but it's E3. We got a lot of stuff to talk about from E3, so it will be a longer video game talk this week. Just throwing that out there. And a really cool album announcement, so let's get into it. New Queens of the Stone Age album, Villains comes out August 25th.
Yes.
I'm really excited.
Even though I just now listened to the song.
Just now.
I have... really only been listening to Queens of the Stone Age albums while I play video games.
Yeah, for like the last week or so.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Queens, they're one of my favorite bands ever. They've been around for a while now. They're just one of the best rock bands out there, just making rock music nowadays. That's all there is to it. Their singer, Josh Homme, is just a genius, is all there is to it. I mean, everything he's touched has been... gold. That's all there is to it, including them Crooked Vultures and all kinds of other different side projects he's done. I absolutely love Queens of the Stone Age.
Yeah.
So, because of me loving them as much as I have, my kids and my wife get to listen to them all the time as well.
I still remember that at one point when Like Clockwork came out.
Like Clockwork was their last album, came out 4 years ago.
In 2013, I remember we listened to that so much that at one point when you would turn on different music, it would be weird for me to listen to because I'm used to
Josh Homme.
His voice I was used to.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is this other music?
Yeah.
I don't know if this other stuff.
There's a... it kind of like when a new album comes out and it's a big one, like the new Afghan Whigs album is right now for me. Like I usually kind of just like I spend like a month with it and like listen to it constantly. If it's one that like I really 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 get into, and like Clockwork, their last album. I mean, I listened to that for at least a month, and it's
at least 5 years.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, right when it came out, like, I listened to it for, like, a month straight.
You wouldn't listen to anything else.
Yeah. Every single person in this house can sing every single word to every single song on that album. No questions asked. I mean,
Songs for the Dead, I can also... wait.
Yeah.
Songs for the Deaf. Yeah. Okay. Songs for the Dead is
what's your favorite Queens album? Do you have one?
Yeah, I like Clockwork.
Yeah, that's mine too, for sure. So this new one, so they finally announced a new one. We knew that a new one was coming. They've been saying that they were in the studio. Everything was just, it was finally getting to the point where we knew that album announcement was coming. So it was...
All these bands that haven't done anything in a little while
produced
a new album.
This is a great year
Gorillaz,
for
Afghan Whigs, Queens of Stone Age.
Yeah.
Anything else? Has there been anything else?
I mean, there has been, yeah. Like, the new Mastodon album came out this year, but that album sucked. But we'll get into
the
year of albums much later on in the year as we when we do our big end-of-the-year finale best of show. So, it was, what, Wednesday, I think it was, where Queens released this new little video that was announcing their new album. And it was like a polygraph test where this guy
was a lie detector.
Yeah, a polygraph test is what that's called. So this guy was, like, interviewing Queens of the Stone Age, basically just Josh.
Yeah.
And just asking stupid questions, like, is the new Queens of the Stone Age album entitled Villains? And he said no, and it showed that he was lying.
Yeah.
And then...
It was the greatest way to give us some information.
Yeah, it was...
They gave us actually a bit of information, like not just a little bit that like said, "Hey, new album, don't know when it's coming out." It's called Villains. That's how Gorillaz was like when they announced it. Like even, I forget his name.
The Gorillaz guy.
Yeah.
Damon Albarn.
Yeah, he even on the podcast I did the next day, he even said he didn't even know when it was coming out, and it came out like a month later. Like that's pretty bad if he doesn't even know when it's coming out and it comes out about a month later. That's pretty bad.
So this one was, I mean, it was the Queens of the Stone Age way of announcing an album. It was just a goofy little video. I mean, they're a goofy little band. Josh is a goofy guy, so I mean, I think it fit their personality very well.
The best part was when he's like, that's why he's my favorite, and he's like, he's lying. That was like my favorite part.
And they played a little snippet of a song on it, and you couldn't like hear it real well because it was like being played over like a tape recorder kind of. Well, no, it was off the guy's phone, but it wasn't like great quality or whatever. It was like,
but it also wasn't really bad quality.
Yeah, it was enough to be like, ooh, that sounds awesome. It reminded me of Smooth Sailing from Clockwork. It had the same little like groovy bass line to it. So then they released that video. And that was all they said was the name of the album's Villains, and they said it's pretty much the best album ever. And then the next morning, Josh was on the...
When you were saying that, I remember that they were like, it's like the best album ever, and then he's like, that's the truth.
That's true. It was a really funny ending to the video. So check it out on YouTube if you want to watch it. It'll be it's the first video that comes up if you go to their page.
What is it? Not produced...
Yeah, I forget the guy's name that produced it. Okay, do you know this person?
Yeah.
Like, you've heard of this person before?
Yeah.
Okay, right on.
Yeah, I have.
I had never heard of this guy, so that's one of the things that kind of...
Just one song is what I've heard him from.
Okay. That's one of the things that everybody's kind of talking about in the Queens of the Stone Age world right now, is that this guy is producing their new album, and this guy is predominantly a pop music producer.
They said it was a DJ, too.
Yeah, like, they listed a couple of the things that he's done on that video, and it was, like, Adele and,
Mars. That's the thing that I know him from.
Okay. So that's out of... I don't know anything about that world, so I don't know anything about this guy. But, of course, there's Queens of the Stone Age fans that are like, you know, well, we don't want a pop album, so hopefully this guy can do more
this
than just pop.
This song didn't sound that much.
We'll get to the new song. The one that they really ended up... hold on. So the next morning, Josh Homme was on Beats 1, and then he finally, like, revealed the new song is what it was.
The song that they played?
It was not. It was a different song.
It sounded like it.
It was a different song. The one that they played on the video was called Feet Don't Fail Me. And then the lead single is called The Way You Used to Do. That's the one that they released. That's the first single off of the album.
And it's a really good song.
It is a really good song. It definitely is. I've listened to it probably a dozen times now. Lane listened to it for the first time 5 minutes
ago. 5 minutes ago,
But, I mean, it's got its poppiness to it a little bit. But it is a good song. So there's 9 songs on the album. They announced the tour for the album.
Most of the time they have like 10 or 11.
Like Clockwork had 10. Yeah. Era Vulgaris, the album before that, had 11. So they've gone down one every single time.
No.
Over the last couple.
Songs for the Deaf had...
Back then they had like 18 songs on
they
it.
They had like 12 on Songs for the Deaf, I think.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure they had 12.
Okay.
I think so.
So, album out in August, they played the lead single. I like the song. It's a good song.
Yeah.
I can't wait for the album. Basically, what's going to happen in my music world this year is that it's going to end up being Afghan Whigs versus Queens of the Stone Age for Album of the Year, which is a totally awesome fight for Album of the Year. So I can't wait to hear this album. They announced a tour. They are playing all around the U.S. starting this fall. They are coming to Columbus in September,
so
and they're coming
there.
To...
This September.
They're coming to Columbus in September, and they're coming to Indianapolis in October. I'm going to try to make it to both of them. I'm going to try to go to the one in Columbus with Taggart, and then me and Liz are talking about, because it's right around... what are you doing?
I was counting the months, and I was like, because I'm pretty sure I'm going to that Sabrina Carpenter, and then you're going to one, then you're going... So overall, the family's going to three different ones, but not the family. You and Holly Taggart.
Yeah, I mean, I have
Taggart,
a ton of concerts lined up for the rest of the year.
Big ones, but you don't consider Sabrina Carpenter big, so...
No, I mean, I know that's a big concert. All those pop concerts are big concerts.
It's not really... It's not really... It is pop, but it's not big pop. It's not radio pop.
Huh. Okay.
It's Disney radio pop.
Gotcha.
But
right on.
Better than Disney radio.
Right on. So that's, so me and Tiger's going to try to go to Columbus, I think, and then me and Liz are going to try to go to Indianapolis because it's right around our anniversary. So we were talking about just making a night of it, going to the concert, staying in Indianapolis
for
the night.
Is she okay with doing that for the anniversary?
It was her idea.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
I sent her a text, like, as soon as they announced the dates, I was like, they're coming here in whatever, September, and there in October.
Yeah.
And then she's like, when in October? And it was, like, late October. So she was like, well, maybe we could do anniversary and stay the night in Indy. I was like, yeah, that sounds awesome.
That's cool.
So, new Queens of the Stone Age album coming out. August 25th, Villains. We will for sure be reviewing that as soon as it comes out. I can't wait to go to the record store and get it because the record store cover is different than the regular cover.
No, it's... Oh, the not?
It's like actually... The one here...
It's actually like different?
Yeah, here, I'll show this on the YouTube. This one is the actual...
Yeah.
Regular cover. Sorry for the podcast people not being able to see this. This is the kind of stuff I'll end up putting on howdyinc.com so you can like quickly refer to it. But that's one of the perks to watching us on YouTube as well.
Yeah, so watch us on YouTube.
So here I'm sorry that I'm trying to do this right now, but the other cover, it's available specifically at indie record stores. It's an actual different cover.
Wait, so that one
was... So this one is the indie record store cover.
Wait, the other one also the middle fingers?
No, it is not.
It wasn't? What was the other one?
He was holding up, like, two fingers on the other one.
That's cool.
So, it is... It's
that's funny.
Two different drawings.
Oh, Villains. And then the other one is middle finger Villains.
I think so.
So,
I'm...
That's so funny.
I'm really happy that the indie cover is cooler than just the regular cover.
That's how, like, Clockwork. I remember we were listening to, like, Clockwork, and I saw that it was the blue one.
Yeah. But I like the red, like, Clockwork better than the blue.
Yeah,
I think the red, too. The red fits the imagery of the album better than the blue does. But I like this indie cover. But then they also did this thing to where, because, of course, every time a band announces an album, they announce the pre-sale for the album, get you to buy the record before it comes out and stuff. And I do that with a lot of the bands I like. And with this one, they did it to where if you purchased the pre-sale for the album, you got a code to buy tickets for the tour like a day or two before they went on sale for everybody else. But I don't want to buy that one. That's not the copy I want to buy because the cover isn't as cool as the indie record store cover.
Then just buy both.
That's what they want you to do. That's exactly what they're hoping for.
Then
is
just
that you do both.
Then just pre-order the one and then just once it actually comes out, just get the indie one.
Then I'll end up with two copies of the same album, and I don't need two copies of the same
album.
No, I don't need to do that.
Yeah, you do.
So that's it. All right, Queens of Stone Age, Villains, August 25th. We'll give you the review when it comes out.
Yep. Alright, so, E3 was this week.
Yep.
Pretty sure I stopped.
Do you remember what E3 stands for?
Electronic, something expo.
Entertainment.
Dang it.
So close. I talked to that last week, so I was just following up, seeing if you remembered what it was.
I saw a joke, and it was just three threes it wasn't E3, like, Electronic Entertainment Expo. It was just three threes. It was just three, three, three. It's really dumb.
That is really dumb, yes.
Yeah.
Sure is.
But E3
so
this week.
What did you think? Like, overall, I mean, you watched most of it. Like,
I watched, I'm pretty sure all of it. Almost all of it. Except for some of WB things.
So was it, I mean, it seemed like from everything I read, it was a pretty lackluster.
Yeah,
E3
it wasn't a big up in your face, big new surprises thing.
Which
it,
I mean,
it wasn't
every
that good
year,
of an
every
E3.
Year can't be the biggest E3.
They announced
ever,
a couple
so.
New games, but.
But I think
like
most
really
of the stuff that happened
much.
This year, everybody knew was going to happen.
Yeah.
There wasn't really any surprises
there
for
was,
the most part. Nintendo surprised us. Can we talk about that? Let's talk about that.
Wait.
Okay.
It's just a minor thing. And there was something that we didn't know that was from Ubisoft. It was Beyond Good and Evil 2.
Okay.
And have you ever played Beyond Good and Evil?
Nope.
Well, I just saw it and it looked really cool. But of course it was a cinematic trailer. So it's not going to be like that.
We'll talk about cinematic trailers here in a minute also. So the first thing I want to talk about that was a surprise to me.
What cinematic trailer are you talking about now?
We'll get there.
I'm so confused.
It's next after the first one. Oh, it's okay. So it's Metroid. Nintendo announced Metroid. And I am just a huge Metroid fan. I love all of the old side-scroller Metroid games. They're still, I play them frequently on my emulators on my computer all the time. I love them. And then Metroid Prime, when it came out for like the GameCube, was a fantastic game.
Was that also a side scroller?
No, that was like 3D, like it was like Halo looking almost.
The first person shooter?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
And, oh wait. Oh yeah, that was also an oh crap. I just remembered that was also happening.
Yeah.
I just remembered that.
Metroid Prime 1, 2, and 3 were all fantastic games. So, but they announced, I mean, at least to me it was a surprise. I don't think they had said anything about it before.
You would know.
But there's one coming out, I think, in September for the 3DS, in which Lane still has his 2DS, so I'm buying it for that for sure.
So.
But it's Metroid Samus Returns. And it's a classic, like, side-scroller 2D with awesome-looking
really
graphics
cool.
And really cool-looking monsters and all kinds of cool, like, special
moves.
It looks fantastic.
What was really funny is that I knew about both of these.
Yeah.
And I was playing on the Xbox a couple days ago.
Yeah.
And Dad just walked up behind me, poked me on the shoulder. I took off my headset, and I said, what? He was like, you didn't tell me there were two new Metroid games coming out. And I was like, oh.
See?
Oh, yeah, we even
have
this.
See, I love Metroid. I have a
Metroid
amiibo sitting on my computer right here.
If we had a 3DS, then. If we had the new 3DS, we could use that, and we could have the old-fashioned one in the new game.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah. Huh. So, I'm very excited about that. So, then they also... So, that one they put, like, a full, like, trailer for with tons of gameplay footage and everything. But then they also put up just a quick little teaser that was a generic-looking logo for Metroid Prime 4. So they said they're in very early stages of it, but they said that the Metroid community is very important to Nintendo, and they wanted to let people know that they are making it. Because it's been a while since anything's really been done with Metroid. So a lot of people were wondering whether or not Nintendo was ever really even going to do anything with it again.
I think Wii was like the last Metroid thing that they did.
That's exciting. Yeah, there never was a Wii U title for it. Yeah,
because Wii U
was
terrible.
Metroid Prime 3 came out for
the
Wii. That was the last one.
Think about Switch with Metroid Prime 4.
Yep. So that'll mean I'll need to get a Nintendo Switch eventually, I guess. So that one was...
And Rocket League coming to Nintendo Switch, too.
Yep. Which your mother knew about before you did.
I hate this so much.
So yeah, I didn't know... Every year with E3, like,
I didn't watch Nintendo's press conference.
I pay attention at the beginning of E3. I pay attention for Sony. I pay attention for Microsoft and that. But then as the week goes on, and it just gets boring, and it's not worth keeping up. So I didn't pay attention when Nintendo had anything to announce. So that's why I missed the Metroid announcement, and I found out about it like 2 days after it ended up happening. So, but it was the same way with Lane. Lane missed it, and then his mom said, "Did you hear Rocket League is coming out for the Nintendo Switch?" And he was like, "What?"
Yeah.
So he got.
I was mad
he
about
got
that.
Pwned by his mom on Rocket League news, super which bad. Was just amazing.
Because I would have known about it if
but
they would have said.
But you didn't.
So.
You didn't.
No,
your mother knew first.
On the main menu, they always have the like news thing, and I'm like, okay, so if anything happens with Rocket League at E3, I knew it probably wouldn't. It would be there, and nothing happened. It still was on the new update, and I was like, okay, nothing happened. And then I was at physical therapy, and Mama was like, "Hey, you hear that Nintendo announced that Rocket League coming to the Switch, which is not a good idea."
Why is that not
because
a good idea?
Also, they have crossplay with PC and Xbox, but not with PS4, so there's some controversy with Nintendo and PS4 right now, so.
The controversy is that PlayStation doesn't want to do the crossplay with anybody else.
Well, PS4 has always had crossplay with PC and Xbox One.
That is not true whatsoever.
I've played with PS4 users with Rocket League.
You have not.
I haven't been, like, with the Cyanide players. No, I know. No.
Okay.
Dad,
yep.
I've played so much of this game, I know what I'm talking about.
Yep, they said that they were open to doing cross-platform play. They were the first game that said that they would do that. And Xbox said, yeah, that sounds like a great idea. Let's do that. And then Sony, within the last week, finally announced that they are not doing it because they do not feel that it benefits their customers to be able to do so. So, there's that. One of the other things that I got a couple messages about, because people know I love racing games, is the new Gran Turismo game. What did you think of the new Gran Turismo?
I thought it looked good.
Okay.
You thought it looked terrible.
I did not think it looked terrible. This is the whole cinematic trailer thing.
Oh, okay.
They released a 5-minute trailer of this gorgeous footage of all these car races and stuff. And not one single second of actual gameplay footage. So, screw them. I mean, that's...
So, do we even have any gameplay footage yet?
There's nothing, I don't believe. Well, there was like a year ago, and everybody was complaining because it was basically the same exact graphics as the last PS3 Gran Turismo game. So, like, they're
like
dropping the ball.
Though,
Gran
so.
Turismo is just, they're done.
They're
I feel,
just trying
I feel like
to get back with Forza, because Forza's doing really, really well.
Forza's killed them. I think Gran Turismo is, I hate to say it, but I think they're just about dead in the water. I really feel that's how it is. You release a 5-minute trailer, and you are not confident enough to show off any of your gameplay, then that's a terrible problem. And that kind of goes, too, with, we talked last week about the Need for Speed game.
Yeah,
and
Payback.
I said that I really had zero hopes for that game at all. But then during the EA conference, they showed
EA
off
play?
A ton of gameplay for that one.
Okay.
And I think it looks really fun.
It looks good, but it's turning into GTA with no guns.
Yeah, but that's
like,
all right. It still looks
like
a really fun game.
You can play as 3 characters. There's more storyline things.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
I like that it's fast and it's that kind of, and it's still Need for Speed, but it's turning into more games, turning into more other games that are more popular than Need for Speed.
Yeah. I think they got to do something different. I think the last few games that they've made have been
Need for Speed mixed with Fast and Furious mixed with Summer GTA.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
That doesn't mean it's a bad game, though.
Yeah,
I mean, I think it looks fun. I still won't purchase the game. I'll still wait for it to be on EA Access, and I'll play it then. Because it still could be a huge letdown, because the Need for Speed games in the past have looked good, and then they turned out to be crap.
Yep.
So that is very well what could happen here. But they showed off a bunch of gameplay. At least they had the guts to show off a bunch of gameplay, where Gran Turismo, they just made some pretty little video that showed absolutely nothing whatsoever. So that was stupid. And then Sony also, God of War, was that their biggest one?
Spider-Man was the biggest one.
Gotcha.
Spider-Man looks amazing.
I didn't see anything about that.
It's amazing.
What is that? Just a big open-world Batman kind of game, or...?
It kind of looks like it, but there's more of like, what Sony's known for, those fast, whatever they're called, quick time events.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot more of those.
Which was invented by Shenmue, just throwing that out there.
Of course.
Yep.
But, like, that's how Spider-Man works. He has to think of the moment. He had to do all kinds of things.
Yeah, I saw a lot of articles referring to that, but I never did really check it out.
It was super cool. Like, there was one point where, like, there was a helicopter, falling down because he took somebody out of it. So then, like, it wouldn't keep hitting a bunch of buildings. And you had to press LT and RT repeatedly back and forth to keep, like, shooting your webs. So then he got stuck, and it was, like, in first person when you did it. And it looked super cool.
Right on.
Yep.
So that one, that's coming out for everything, though. That's not just a Sony game, right?
I think it might... I don't know.
I think that's one. I think that's all of them.
If it's for everything... I think Tyler's going to buy that opening day.
Right.
For sure.
But it's not the same Call of Duty, the game that he plays.
Yeah.
Only the only game that he ever plays. No. Tyler's so boring with video games.
Yeah.
He only
plays so
one stupid Call of Duty game.
And you cannot say, because I just said that I play lots of different games, you cannot say I just play Rocket League. I've been playing a bunch of Watch Dogs.
You play Rocket League about 50% of the time. And then the other half of the time is a mix between other different games.
Watch Dogs, FIFA.
All I play is Forza and
Titanfall 2, Overwatch, Injustice.
My buddy let me borrow the new Resident Evil game a little while back, and I played it for like one night, and like I got like a couple hours into it, and that was it. I never played it again.
Me and Joe played it.
Yeah.
And it was so funny. Like, he went in ton corners. Yeah. It was so funny.
So, God of War. I've always been a huge fan of the God of War games. They're just fun, and they're brutally gruesome, and I enjoy them for what they are. That God of War 3 was why I bought a PS3. That was the day that game... I think I said that last episode.
Yeah,
that was
did.
When I got my PS3.
When we were talking about Shenmue 3.
Yeah. So, I like God of War, and I think the new one... I mean, it looks exactly like I expected it to look like, really. But
it's Old Man Logan mixed with... God of War.
Yeah, it looks awesome.
Did you get that? Did you make that connection?
I gotcha.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So that'll be a good one. So, I mean, it's nearing time where I'm going to have to get a PS4. But that doesn't... I think they said that comes out 2018, though.
Early
I think they said early... Yeah, early 2018. So that could mean...
There are lots of games out early 2018.
Halfway through the year. You never know what that'll
actually... But there are lots of games that look really good that they haven't even announced a date yet. That they have been talking about for a while.
Yeah. What else? There was a Star Wars game that you were into.
Yeah. Star Wars Battlefront 2.
Yeah.
Battlefront. I keep thinking Battlefield.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
That's confusing.
Because
EA. I mixed them up too.
Yeah, Star Wars Battlefront 2 looks amazing. All new different heroes. You can play as Rey
and everything.
And
this one actually has like a campaign mode to it as well.
And
the first
really
one
cool.
did not, which I thought was very
disappointing. And also, I just want to say, EA probably had the most cringy moments.
Oh, yeah, your
and
cringy moments.
It's so fun. There was one point where the guy tried a high five, and then he was like, oh, nope, didn't try to high five. One point where a guy just didn't really talk. He was trying to talk about Need for Speed, and he didn't really talk.
There are some of those people that you watch that are doing coverage for E3 that have no reason to be in front of a camera talking publicly to people whatsoever. Like, there's some of them guys that, like, they can't form sentences properly, and they're just idiots that should not be...
I don't even know who you're talking about.
There was multiple of them throughout the weekend. Like, these dudes are just amateurs. Like, they cannot...
Oh, the guys that, like, the IGN people? Like, those kind of guys?
That's part of them, yeah.
There were a couple of them.
They're idiots. They suck at their jobs so bad. There's some of them guys that I don't even think can... spell video games, let alone it's stupid. I like the last Star Wars game was cool. I played that at my buddy's house on his PS4 when we would hang out and play like some two player.
I can
stuff.
Even play online though, because for some reason it's like EA online and you gotta connect your account or something, but it doesn't give you a way to connect or something. It's so weird. So like, if I would ever want to play online, I would have to play on like your profile or something.
Yeah. So that's one, too, that, that'll be in the EA vault one of these days.
Yeah.
So that's when I'll
in
play
a
that
while,
one.
Though. That's going to be in a long time.
It won't be too long. It'll be about a year after it comes out.
So,
all right. So the big thing that everybody...
fall 2018.
what, fall is when that one comes out? Or yeah, it comes fall, out fall, fall 2017?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Okay. Yeah.
So, yeah, it'll be about a year from then when it'll be in the vault, which is perfectly fine.
Yeah.
So, my boy Smoothie hit me up on the Twitter and said he can't wait to hear what we have to say about
And who is also here now watching us live.
Yeah. So
shout out to him.
So before we get started, when he said he can't wait to hear us what we have to say about it, I said on Twitter, I was like, all right, man, you got to give me your 140 character review.
What does that mean?
You got 140 characters on Twitter.
Okay, that's, okay.
So I asked for his 140 character review, and he said Xbox One X equals XBOX, Xbox. So Xbox One X. You get it? Like, I mean,
yeah,
it spells out Xbox, which I did not realize until Smoothie said that to me.
They like tried to make the announcement sound way cooler because they were like at the beginning. It was like at the beginning, all we could think about was X because it was Xbox. So it was like all we could think about was X, and then they said Xbox One X, and it was like, I don't like the name because it sounds too much like Xbox One S.
I like the name. I like the X.
I don't like it.
Right on. I do. So let me read the rest of his, and then we'll get into ours. He said Xbox One X equals Xbox. Hashtag brilliant. Backwards compatibility for OG Xbox. That's something we're going to hit on here a little bit more in a minute. Crackdown 3 release date confirmed.
Did you ever play Crackdown 3? I mean, sorry, Crackdown.
No, I've never played any of those.
Yeah, okay.
Made my day. Hashtag
it's just
thumbs
exploding
up.
A bunch of buildings and just havoc. And they announced, and they said most stuff about, like, it was like Terry Crews, like, it was just like a first-person perspective, and you were, and like Terry Crews was like the main, like not the main person, like he was like the commander or something. He was talking to you like, you gotta up your, like you gotta step up your boom, is what they say a lot. Gotcha. And then they just showed a bunch of stuff blowing up, and it's really cool.
No, I never played those. All right, so
they haven't released it in a while though.
Gotcha. So, of course, the big announcement was the Xbox One X, which comes out
November 3rd, 2017.
Okay. So, it comes out for a holiday this year, so nobody will be able to find them.
A month after, November, I think it might be November 11th.
All right. So, it's sometime in November, maybe.
Yeah, I think so.
We don't fact check here at Howdy Radio the next
year. Also, I looked at it once.
Yeah, I don't remember when it was live. So, that was the big announcement. Obviously, that was what we knew that they were going to announce.
Yeah.
It was Project Scorpio. We didn't know the actual name of the thing. So, now we now know it's the Xbox One X.
Everybody that I watch is like, now I gotta get into the habit of not calling it Project Scorpio because we've called it Project Scorpio for so long.
Yeah. Everybody will forget that was even a thing a year from now.
Probably.
So it's an Xbox in 4K.
Yep.
And it's smaller.
Smallest Xbox ever. Most.
It's got a
best Xbox ever.
Yeah. So I feel, here's what I feel, and you can obviously agree or disagree with me.
I probably would disagree with whatever you're gonna say right here.
The video game world is starting to go the way that cell phones are. Smartphones are. They, every year now, maybe not every year for the video game system like it is for the phones, maybe every few years, every couple years or whatever, now they're going to release one that is a little bit better than the one before it. Just like the iPhone is announced every year, and it's like, oh my god, there's a new camera, there's a little bit better processor, it goes a little bit faster now, and the screen is a little bit better than the last one. And that's what they've been doing for the last 10 years with the iPhone, with every Samsung phone, every phone that has come out between the beginning of smartphones and now. It's a little bit better. I think that's what's going to start happening even more so with consoles. The 360 had a lifespan, and so did the PS3, of almost 10 years. That console's generation lasted for 10 years.
Tyler's Xbox is still upstairs, and it's...
Well, which is... Yeah. Amazes me that his 360 is still working. Because I went through 5 different 360s in that amount of time from the Red Ring. But the last console generation lasted about almost 10 years off of a single console. And I think that's reasonable.
Yeah.
But that's not what they're doing anymore. Now they don't want to wait 10 years for you to buy a new console, which I understand that too. So now there's the Xbox One S, and there's the Xbox One X, which is just like the iPhone 5S and the iPhone 7S Plus. It's the same crap. They're following, and then the PlayStation 4 Pro. They're following the same kind of format that phones are going. So my Xbox is a couple years old now, and it plays every single game that I put in it perfectly. There is no, oh, my Xbox just isn't as good as somebody else's Xbox, so it doesn't play these games as well. You know, my computer doesn't run certain things as well as it could because it's an older computer and newer programs might be harder for it to run. But
Forza,
that's not the case with an Xbox
Forza Horizon 3, that's a beautiful game.
Right.
And our Xbox is a couple years old once that came out.
Right.
And we bought it.
Right.
Opening
if
day,
you,
right?
If,
and
yeah.
it looked the exact same as it would look on an Xbox One S, probably.
Yes, absolutely. So it's a new $500 system.
Oh my god, so much.
It's $100 more than the PS4 Pro. So it's 4K. So you're paying $500 for a 4K upgrade. I mean, if we're being real, that's it. That's it. We personally do not own a 4K TV at this moment, but I mean, we're electronics people, so of course, you know, we will sooner than later.
You could have waited a month and we could have had a 4K TV,
Dad. A few months, but I wanted a new TV, so I whatever. But I mean, of course, we'll have one of these days. And then, so they start showing off Forza 7. That's one of the big ones that they show off because that's a beautiful type game to advertise for 4K. And of course, I mean, it looks amazing. But to convince me to pay $500 for a new console plus however much for a new 4K TV, I mean, you can get a cheap one now for maybe $600-$700 for a decent one, which ain't too bad. But, you know, I mean, we're talking over a grand now to, you know, be able to play these new games in 4K. So I'm not real on board with it. I'm just not. And so are you saying that you disagree with me? Because you said you were going to.
Well, what are you really
it's
saying?
$500
too much?
Yeah, $500.
Yeah, I agree with that.
$500 for a new console that is essentially just 4K instead of 1080p is too much money. That's too much.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a new gamer, a new Xbox gamer that doesn't currently have an Xbox, and you're wanting to get into that world, then I mean, you're looking at $200 for an Xbox One S. Or an additional $300 for 4K.
And they bumped that down, too.
A $200 price tag for the Xbox One S is, I mean, it's great. I mean, to be able to get that for $200, you could probably get a used one at GameStop for $150 or $170 or something like that.
Jeremiah has an Xbox One S.
And
it looks the exact same.
They all look the exact same, except for now these have 4K.
And a little bit smaller every time.
So I was not really the least bit excited about the X announcement. I think the price point's too high for what it does. It doesn't do much for me at all. So I don't know how well it's going to do. I don't know if it's going to sell well or not. I don't think it's going to have like huge numbers right off the bat because I think people will wait until, you know, they have to upgrade. Like, you know, once my Xbox craps out, then I need to buy a new Xbox. Then maybe by then, the X will have come down to, like, $300, and then that's what I'll get. But I most certainly, I mean, even if I did have an extra $500, it would not be something that I, like, have to have right now because I think it's that cool.
Yeah.
So, very disappointing, in my opinion. $500 for 4K, no thank you.
Yeah.
Not gonna happen. But, they announced a couple other cool things. Forza 7 was my most important thing that they talked about. I love Forza, and everybody's probably tired of hearing me say that, but this one, even Forza's kind of got me a little bit worried now, because they're starting to go, every other year with a new Forza Motorsport, and then the next year, a new Forza Horizon. So at least it's not every year, like Call of Duty or Madden is, or something like that, but
so
even
each different franchise has
two-year life cycle.
That's still 2 years, though.
Yeah, that's not bad. But, like, this one, I mean, really, besides the fact of the 4K resolution, the only thing that they really had to talk about was the weather. and how puddles react differently, that was and the super rain cool. reacts differently and stuff, which, you know, they added the rain to Forza 6, and it is awesome. But, you know, everybody...
screws the crap out of you when you play.
Yeah, it's hard. You hate rain. Yeah. But the one thing that I disliked about the rain feature was, and I know a lot of people that play Forza said the same thing, is that, you know, the puddles were always in the same place. Like, if you're in a race, if you're on a track and it's raining, like, the puddles were always in the same place. Like,
but they get didn't bigger. Move.
But that, on the what, old one, they did yeah, not. Okay. I'm talking about on Forza 6. Like, all the puddles were the same size. They didn't move. They didn't, like, run downhill or anything like that. The physics of the puddles were very basic, basically. Like, they weren't real high-definition type stuff. But it looks like that's what they're doing with this one now. They're taking the rain and the weather effects and, like, really improving them. And if it's raining and you're going up a hill, then the water is rushing down the hill as it really would. And as it rains, puddles get bigger, and which makes it harder to drive through and stuff. But other than that, I mean, it still sounds like it's just the same game again, other than that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's still another thing where, like, they're just adding a little bit on each time. But I don't care. I love Forza, so of course I'll buy that. But at least it's a 2-year lifespan instead of a 1-year lifespan. Because they always add some good DLC and stuff to their series, and they space those out, so... Yeah. That works. Are you excited? Because you've started to get into Forza.
Yeah.
So Forza 7, good for you?
Yeah.
And it's cool that that's what they're using to show off all of the 4K
and then
stuff.
I was, because Forza Motorsport 6, they showed off one of the cars in the game and they suspended it from the ceiling. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Like, and they said something about a new car, and I was like, oh, everybody look up at the ceiling. But then it was, like, right there or something. Yeah. It was, like, to the left or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, dang it, it should be suspended from the ceiling again.
Yeah. So that was cool. I liked that. They announced, like, Smoothie was talking about the original Xbox, pre-Xbox 360, the original Xbox. They're going to start including that stuff in the backwards compatibility
original
list.
Xbox, like original
yeah,
Xbox.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What kind of games were like on the I don't know that much, like except for Halo.
Yeah.
Is like really the only games I know from that. Like, what kind of games were like on that?
Like that's where me and my buddies spent a lot of time playing Rainbow Six 3. That was during that time frame, during the very, very, very early days of Xbox Live. Because when the Xbox first came out, Xbox Live was not a thing.
Yeah.
It was still another year after the Xbox came out until they introduced Xbox Live. And they're like, oh, now you can play all your games online and stuff.
Yeah.
And as soon as that happened, Rainbow Six 3 was out, and me and all my buddies played it.
I just talked to one of my friends.
That would be amazing if that was added to the backwards list.
And Smoothie just said a lot of Sega titles. But I was just talking to one of my friends, and he was like, you should really buy Rainbow Six Siege. And then, because I had played Rainbow Six, what was the one that
Vegas.
We played? Vegas 2 and Vegas 1.
Yeah.
And I was like, this
played the
Siege,
crap out of those.
Siege is not at all the same thing as the other ones.
Right.
It's not at all. So if I were to spend $60 on that game, I would not be as satisfied if I were to spend... before, when that thing was new, to spend $60 on Vegas 2 or Vegas 1.
Yeah, Siege, I mean, I feel like I kind of turned my back on the Rainbow Six franchise. Like, they finally released a new game after years of me crying about them not releasing a new game, and then it came out and I didn't buy it. But, I don't know, I just didn't really get into it. It wasn't really that good. Yes, buy Siege for the terrorist hunts. Yeah, see, the terrorist hunts is what it's all about. That was definitely the most fun parts. But then another one that I would really love to see get added to the backwards compatibility list off of the original Xbox is Shenmue 2. That was on the first Xbox, and it hasn't been released anywhere else since. So if they're able to add that, that would be...
Because the first one was on Sega Saturn, right?
Dreamcast,
yeah.
So I can emulate that on my computer, and then I could play 2 on the backwards compatibility, and then 3 if it ever comes out. Done.
Yeah.
So
your goal before 3 comes out, you had to beat the first 2.
For sure. Hopefully they release like HD remasters.
Make sure you find
them.
The sailors.
Yes, I will definitely look
sure
for the sailors.
Sure, you find the sailors.
So Sea of Thieves, you mentioned that last week, right?
Yes. And that looks like the greatest game of all time.
Ooh, that was a game that I want to talk about too. So I don't know anything about Sea of Thieves. I did not see anything
about it. It's a pirate game that is totally surrounded about playing with your friends, and you gotta communicate a lot on doing different things, and you're able to, like attack different boats. There was one part that was really funny where this guy went to go attack another boat, and then, like, sometimes you can't trust your friends, or you could keep all the loot to yourself and just, like, push him off the boat or something. And gotcha. Then they, like, pushed him all off the boat, and then he just went away and he got all the loot, and it was really funny.
Well, pirate games are not really a thing. Like, they never have been,
but
really.
But it's rare, and it's a lot more,
I mean, it sounds cool.
It's a lot sounds more, like cartoonish.
Okay.
Than some, like, when Assassin's Creed had Black Flag. It's definitely not like that. It's a lot more cartoonish and funny.
That sounds better
You're
to
able
me.
To get drunk in the game.
Okay.
Yeah, that's saying something.
Oh, that's another one, too, on the backwards compatibility for the first Xbox, is being able to play the first Fable game again. Because that game was
Why did
Fable.
That remind... Why
getting
did,
drunk.
Getting drunk. Why you did could, that remind you of that?
You drink in Fable as
okay.
well. That's what made me think of it.
You can get drunk in Watch Dogs.
Okay. So that game... And then there was another one that I didn't see at the Xbox conference that my buddy a couple days ago was like, dude, did you see this game? And you're going to have to help me here because I can't remember the name
Anthem?
Of it. Anthem?
Yeah.
Anthem? Is that it?
The Are thing you sure? that you thought looked like
yeah.
like Destiny and Titanfall, that thing? The
yeah,
big
mechs? Anthem? Yeah.
Anthem, yes.
Anthem, okay. So that game looks awesome. Like, I want that game. Like, I want that game right now.
Yeah.
That game looks extremely cool. But
would
I think
you buy that opening day?
Maybe. I mean, that I was very, very...
That's saying something from you.
Yeah.
You don't really you don't really buy those opening day games unless they're racing
games. I've been looking for a game to play with my buddy David. He's a big gamer. He's a big Destiny gamer. And that's almost all he plays. And, like, I like Destiny, but, like, I mean, this dude's probably, like, level 10,000 and has everything that there is to have. So, like, I don't want to go, you know what I mean? I wouldn't fit in with him and his friends playing that stuff.
Because then the levels different would be,
and
it would try to split it right in the middle, and it would be, like, level 99,000
I would do
or something.
Terrible, and he would have to kill everybody. And, so, I mean, that's just his game, and I'm just not into it quite like that. But so this one, like, he showed me this one, and it was one that was, like, 6 minutes worth of gameplay footage.
It was crazy.
And,
it was awesome.
And that's the thing, man. You gotta show me gameplay footage. That's why Gran Turismo ticked me off so much.
Yeah.
For you to not show any gameplay just shows that whatever game it is you're making, like, you're not that proud of it if you can't show me gameplay footage of it. I mean, I know the cinematic trailers are a big thing now because you can make them look super cool and everything. But at the end of the day, I gotta see what the game looks like. Like, if you're not gonna show me...
See the new Metro game?
Uh-uh.
That also looks really cool.
Gotcha. I used to eye those on Steam. I always thought they looked pretty cool. They were always on the Steam
what,
sales.
Metro?
Yeah. They were always Steam sales.
It's a new one, and everybody blew up about it. And it looks really, really good.
So that Anthem one, I think it said it comes out, like, late 2018 or something like that. So that one's still
pretty far away. I don't care if it comes out late 2018. I'm going to get that.
But yeah,
I think
that's...
Yeah, it looks so cool.
That one, like, it showed, like, this dude, and he's, like, jetpacking all over the place, and then he, like, goes into this underwater thing, and the underwater, it looked so cool. The graphics were fantastic.
And then, like,
fantastic.
It's supposed to be... They announced it at EA's press conference. Like, they actually announced it. They said something about it, and then they just said Anthem. And all they said was, like, everybody stays behind this, like, big wall, and if you go out, either you come back, like, super injured, or you never come back, or something like that. And then they actually showed it, and then they said they would show it off at Microsoft, and it's by BioWare. So this might be, that's what's kind of throwing me off because...
But EA is the one putting it out, though, right?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what's kind of throwing me off because BioWare has done a lot of stuff with Mass Effect, and the last Mass Effect game was really bad, and it had lots of bugs and stuff. And even though it looked really good, it had lots of bugs and glitches.
Yeah.
So if
that's
Anthem,
a reason why we don't pre-order video games. We had that conversation the other day because some of them companies put out these bug-filled games now, and they don't do nothing about it. And that's a terrible problem with the video game world right now too.
Right. Yeah.
But Anthem looks...
If Anthem has bugs, that's gonna make me mad, because that game looks so beautiful. And it was... And, like, there are different mechs that, like, changes your personality styles. Like, I think the first one is, like, for all-around kind of stuff, and then the one that the one guy was using, it was, like, a big, huge tank, and it was, like, just shooting everybody. Mm-hmm. It was, like, all guns blazing, that kind of thing.
Me and my buddy, Ryan, who used to do the old Howdy Radio with us sometimes, like the original Howdy Radio, when we passed around a mic to 10 different people sitting in my living room. Me and him used to stay up all night playing games on the original PlayStation, and one that he really got into, I liked playing it, but not quite like he did, was Mech Assault. So that was kind
of... I've heard about that before.
That was like my introduction to mech games. Did they make other ones? They made like 4 or 5 mech assaults. Yeah, that was a whole series of them.
Mech games are amazing.
And he loved playing them, and he was really good at it, and I enjoyed watching him play them. Like, I never really got huge into it, but I thought it was really cool. So this one kind of, like, the what they're wearing kind of reminds me of, like, the big suits in Fallout. What are they called in Fallout?
Power Armors.
Power Armor, yeah. Same kind of thing. I mean, Power Armor.
I also play Fallout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's... Well, I think that's the end of our list. What was your favorite thing that they announced this year? Anybody? PlayStation or Microsoft or whatever? Probably should have figured this out before we...
I don't know, really. Yeah.
I guess Forza would be... Anthem game, really, Anthem, is kind of what surprised me and, like, really got me excited.
Anthem
more than
Sea
anything.
Of Thieves.
Yeah.
Sea of Thieves, they had... Out. I think they had, like, 15 minutes of gameplay or something. Right, it was crazy how much they had.
Right on. All right, so another E3 has come and gone, and that's our pretty long rant about it. It wasn't quite as long as I thought it could have been, really. So no special guest for this episode. We just wanted to talk about E3.
We knew that we would talk about E3 a lot, so...
We'll try to maybe take the next couple weeks and kind of take a break from video games and kind of try to come up with something else to talk about, because the last few episodes have all had a video game segment. Obviously, we like talking about video games, and we can talk about whatever we want to talk about on our own podcast, but I'd like to mix it up a little bit, so maybe we'll try to take the next couple of weeks off of video games. Unless something really cool happens, then we'll talk about it anyway.
Yeah.
All right?
Okay.
All right, that's it. That's our show. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next week. Have a good week, and go poop some nudes.
Yeah.